The last scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. Amen.
지난 시간에 비질리에 속한 혼의 자유.
Last time I told you about the works of the soul that belong to untruth. You know, not understanding, not embracing, judging and condemnation, conveying well, and having ill feelings. I've talked about it. And today I'm going to talk about the works of soul that belong to truth, not untruth, and how to have spiritual thought. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. This message is based on the 8th and 9th series of the second part of Spirit and Soul and Body. This message is about the spirit and soul and body. Let us realize about human being's spirit, soul and body clearly, so that we can understand how our own spirit, soul and body were made and formed. Knowing about our own spirit, soul and body is very important in leading a Christian life. To have the image of the Lord completely and perfectly, we first have to understand about our own spirit, soul, and body, and recognize what we lack, and then we should find out the ways to improve ourselves. When we find out about ourselves and correct the wrong aspects, in other words, when we make our spirit and soul and body perfect, we can become sanctified and receive blessings. So, this message about the spirit and soul and body is the straight way that leads us to the throne of God in New Jerusalem. Soul, as a whole, refers to the memory device in human brain, the contents in it, and the thoughts that retrieve and utilize those contents. People always have these operations of soul. They see, hear, or feel something in every moment and every day, and they put them into their memory. They sometimes remember many things that they saw or heard before, that they plan the things they will do or discern between the right and wrong to conclude something logically. All these things are the operations of soul. By the way, people have different operations of soul even if they are in the same situation. When people see the same movie at the same theater, you know, some of them do not feel anything. Others feel good, or still others feel bad about it. You know, they may have some bad feelings about it. Operations of soul of each person become different according to what kinds of experiences they had, what kinds of values they have made under different circumstances, and what kinds of personal preferences and characters they have. But the problem is, most people have operations of soul that are away from the truth. For example, when they have uneasy relationship with somebody, they have operations of soul in untruth, so that they feel bad about each word that the other person speaks. They sometimes tend to judge and condemn the intention of the other person according to their own framework of thought. And they judge the other person lying, even though that person told the truth. They sometimes misunderstand the other person according to their emotions at the time. For example, if a colleague says, you know, let's make the office clean, they don't just accept it as it is, but they think in a cynical way. They might think, well, I think he's talking about me because I don't clean well. Or he's trying to make others clean the office while he can do it himself. Then they dislike that particular person more, along with those untruthful thoughts. You know, without spirit and soul and body in the message, we may think what we have in our mind is correct and right. However, once we know what kind of works of soul that belongs to untruth and truth are in my heart, we can clearly discern them. When these untruthful operations of soul are carried out, you know, they don't benefit them in any way. The mindset on the flesh, in other words, the thoughts of untruth become heavy burdens to their hearts, and they lose life and peace. And their hearts get tainted with more untruth, and they become more evil. You know, the other person spoke with no particular intention, but the people who listens to the person, they have, you know, untruthful thoughts. The flesh is generally referred to the combination of body and sin. Only when we get rid of this flesh, we will not have fleshly thoughts, and we will get into spirit. Then we can receive Father God's utmost love. I hope that you can have peace and life when you, as you think only spiritual thought. Wherever senior pastor goes, his heart is heaven. He's always joyful, happy, peaceful. He is praying, facing the wall all the time. He's been alone. However, since his heart is heaven, he is happy. He is happier when he is with us. His heart is filled with souls and the providence of Father God. However, in the depths of his heart is filled with Father God's deep love. What do you have in your heart? You have to check your heart. The thought of truth brings us life and peace. But thoughts of untruth becomes war before Father God and it blocks us from receiving grace and blessing. So, we have to see whether we have the works of soul that belongs to untruth, and we have to stop it. In order to do that, I told you in the last time that you have to see whether you don't understand others, whether you don't embrace others, whether you judge and condemn others, whether you convey message of others to others, and whether you have ill feelings and you get rid of them. Sometimes you might not realize you are having an untruthful operation of soul at the time. But as you pray later, looking back on your day, the Holy Spirit lets you realize and reminds you what you spoke, what you had in mind. Holy Spirit will reminds you of them, and you will realize it was not the work of, it was the work of soul that belongs to untruth. And the Father God will help you how to fix them, how to correct them, and how you can react later on when you face the same situation. You should always try to find out yourself and have the operation of the soul that belongs to the truth. I heard the testimony of a student. He was 7 years old. He attended Daniel Prayer meeting, and he always, you know, brought in a smartphone, and he always, you know, records his prayer for himself and for senior pastors, and he listens to his prayer, his own prayer again, and what kind of prayer he made, how he prayed for senior pastor, how he prayed for himself. He listens to his prayer. And then, what did you think about it? And I will run. In summer retreat, I asked Father God to bless me so that, you know, I can run well. Senior pastor in the press for me all the time, even though he is scratching himself on his face. And I would like to be his fruit, and I want to run well in summer retreat. That's the prayer of a 7-year-old boy. I want you to check how you pray, thinking the heart of Father God, and what kind of thought you have, whether it is spiritual thought or fleshly thought. And I want you to have spiritual thought that Father God is pleased with. I hope you can pray like this. You should always try to find out yourself and have operations of soul belong to the truth. Sometimes there are times we are possessed with untruthful thoughts, even though we try to think only in the truth. Therefore, today, we will consider in detail the ways not to have untruthful operations of soul. In other words, how we can have the only truthful operations of soul. First of all, to have only truthful operations of soul, we should discern things only with the standards of truth. For example, can you measure something with your palm? You need a ruler to measure it well. Well, let's say your palm is like, you know, 25 centimeter long. You cannot measure something that is bigger than your palm. You need a ruler. To discern things, you need the standard of truth. The only ultimate standard with which we can discern the right and wrong is the word of God, which is the truth itself. Among the things that the worldly people consider truth, there are things that are agree with the Bible, but there are also many other things that do not. For example, it is righteous to revenge one's enemy in the world. Not doing so is considered something coward. However, Father God tells us to love our enemies. Our Jesus gave up his life for those who crucified him. You know, worldly people think it is righteous. However, many of them is unrighteous in the sight of God. Some people judge and condemn others, but they consider themselves righteous. You know, I discern things by the truth. Many people think like that. You know, they learn different things, they grew up different situations, in different culture. So they have different value and different characteristics. Therefore, you should not judge and condemn others based on your own thought and your value of life. When you compare yourself before you met the Lord and after you met the Lord, then you can see the difference even in yourself. Senior pastor once mentioned this. Before senior pastor believed in God, you know, when he had to visit someone else's house around the mealtime, and if they asked him if he had already eaten, he used to say, well, I've already eaten. He never thought it was not right. It was not either seeking his own benefit or harming others. Rather, you know, it was to seek others' benefit. So he thought it was righteous thing. Because he intended not to make, you know, harm others. But after he came to know God and learn the truth, he realized it was truly a lie. Although it was not a great evil, it was certainly not right in the sight of God. The intention not to cause trouble to the other person was good, but the method was not truthful. So after he realized it, he said, I don't want to eat. Or he said, you know, something else. Also, well, there is a situation like this. Well, when parents receive phone calls that they don't want to attend, or, you know, when some guests they don't want to see visit, they tell their children to lie. They say, you know, tell them I'm not here. They act in untruth so much in this way, but they just do not realize that they are lying. And when their children lie to them, they say, how can you lie to me? Well, children learn how to lie from their parents. But they were scolded by their parents. So what should they do? The habit of lying are from their parents. But parents don't realize that. If you borrow something and don't return it, or use someone else's thing without permission, it is stealing. A lot of people think a lot of times don't consider it stealing because it is a small thing. They don't think it's a steal. It is an act of stealing. However, in the Ten Commandments, senior pastor told us these are all stealing. However, people think it is trivial. They just do it and don't realize they are stealing things. According to the Word of God, there are just so many things that are away from the truth in our everyday life. Moreover, as the days get more evil, the people seek their own and act more untruthful things, but they don't realize it. Still, when they judge and condemn other people, they do so with their own standards. Even though we cannot read the mind of people fully, if we think with the word of truth, we can somehow feel how much evil the person has in his heart through his words and actions. For example, suppose you've received a letter And the letter talks about thoughts of somebody with bad expressions. Then would you believe the contents of the letter? Senior pastor said he would not believe it at all. He said, because it was so full of bad expressions and evil expressions, so he said he would not believe it. He said he couldn't believe as facts the things that such an evil person talks about, because he doesn't know what kind of evil was contained in that letter. We can see, how evil a person is when we see that letter. So when that evil person criticizes others, we cannot believe that they are talking about the truth. Since you believe in God, you should keep God's word in your mind and discern everything according to the truth. And to do that, it is important to listen and learn the word of God and the word of the truth and keep it in your heart. You should read the Bible and get rid of wrong standards that you formed with untruth from the world. No matter how wise a thing is in this world, if it is against the word of God, you should throw it away. The 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, he must become foolish, so that he may become wise." In other words, you can gain true wisdom from God only when you throw away the untruths that you gained from this world. If you think you are wise, you are deceiving yourself. So God says, if you think you are wise, be foolish. If you think you are judging well, you have good discerning ability, if you are good at business, if you think you are wise, please be foolish, just as Father God says. Then Father God will give you wisdom from above. Even though you think you're wise, if you fail whatever you do, the wisdom is useless. It is better not to have wisdom. Some people use their wisdom, but they use it wrong. In this case, they should be rather foolish. Only then can they say, "I cannot do anything, so please, Father, help me." They will pray like this, and they will depend on God. Then Father God will give them wisdom. The word of God is absolutely true. We always have to think and check ourselves whether it is against the standard of the truth. We thought it was right to insist on our own idea about the thing that we think we are right. However, that is not true. That is rather our self-righteousness. Now we listen to the word of truth, then we now learned we should not insist on our own idea. Instead, we have to listen to others. We thought it was right, but it was more righteous to listen to others. The goodness and love of the truth, when we learn it, we can see how vast the word of truth and spiritual realm is. There is justice. There is equation of justice, and we have to act by it. However, we have to listen to others. We have to believe in them. We have to wait for them. We learn that there is justice and there is an equation of justice. However, that equation contains Father God's love. And Father God lives in us. He waits for us. We shouldn't just apply the equation to our lives. We have to believe and wait for others with goodness, love. In the leadership conference last July, through the word of God, we learned the depths of God's love, how deep His love is. And that is beyond justice. We learned it. As we learn the heart of God, Father God, and His love, that we can change our standard. We have to always think, what is the will of God, as we learn the truth. We always acknowledge that we can be wrong. And we have to see where we got the wrong answer. We have to always check it. When we are new novice Christians, you know, we try to correct whatever we do, whatever we find we did something wrong. We change our expression. We change how we, you know, put on our clothes. Now, as we learn the Bible, as we learn the truth, we change. Now, we have to learn the truth more and we have to change more. But most people stop and they stagnate. Why? Because they think that they have changed well so far. Ourself and ego was not formed only by the truth. We have something that we learned, heard, and saw from the world. So we have to always think what is not, what is against the truth, that, which is the Word of God. There are so many things that we think right, but it is from the world, which is against the Word of God. So in our lives, we have to learn the Word of God. We have to learn the truth, and according to the truth, we have to see whether it is right or not. During the message, during the service, when we learn the truth and goodness of Father God, it should be our equation, and we have to apply that equation to our lives. Now, some people, you know, ask for more, even though we give them 5 or 6 out of 10. I already gave him 5 or 6 out of 10. Instead of saying thank you, he asks for more. Then you ask yourself, I'm the giver. I think I have to explain it to him. Now, you should not just receive, you have to also give. However, the truth tells us about the goodness of Abraham. Father God says, when you have 10 and the other person requires 9 and asks for another, the last one, then you have to give it. You should be able to give the last one. Give, give, give. That's goodness. When you have ill feelings, when you have only one last left, that is not truth. You should be able to give the last one. That is goodness. When we listen to that kind of message, then we have to apply that message to our life. What kind of person was I? Am I giving 5 or 6 out of 10? Or don't I give anything? Or can I give everything? We have to apply the truth to our life. I want to become a man like Abraham. You know, when his nephew chose the better land, Abraham gave the land to his nephew Lot. Father God, please let me become like Abraham. You should be able to pray like this. If you think you were not like this, then you have to always pray and become a man of thanks. You should be thankful for the fact that you can give. You have something to give to others. You have to remember what you are. I mean, sometimes you look back on yourself and you see something against the truth, and you ask for help from Father God. When it is all difficult to do it, then you remember what kind of, you know, life our Lord and our Shepherd lived. Then we can apply to our life and we can change easily. And last, in the leadership conference, we learned that we should be able to forgive even the person that we were not able to forgive. And you have to look back when we heard that kind of message, whether you are forgiving. I heard so many people are forgiving. Father God says He will not remember our sin, just like the east is far away from the west. But do you remember the transgression of others? Our Shepherd always forgives us, and He tries to save us. Do you have the heart of forgiveness? Even though you after your forgiveness, do you still remember His wrongdoings? Instead of thinking how you can help him, how you can save him, we have to look back on ourselves and change ourselves. We should become a man of forgiveness by the standard of truth. We should not remember their transgressions. Just as we learn the truth, we have to discern our truth. We have to see how we are short of the truth. We have to look back on ourselves. We always have to believe in others, hope for others, and wait for others. It is so important to receive grace, but there should not be yet. We always have to see what we are short of, and we have to act by the truth. You know, we learn this message, deep spiritual message, and we learned about the heart of Father God. And that message should become principle in our lives and pray for it, and we have to fill our heart with the truth. To have only truthful operations of soul, secondly, we have to feel according to the truth. And the feeling is very important. Some people say, even if they try to get rid of hatred, they cannot help having bad feelings when they see someone they dislike. You know, I try so hard to get rid of hatred, but when we see some people we don't like, you know, hatred comes up. Why is that? Why do we hate that person? We have to hate ourselves who have this kind of hatred. We have hatred, so we should be ashamed of ourselves. We have to hate ourselves for the fact that we have that hatred. We should hate sin, but we should not hate that man. Do you have uneasy feelings? You have to get rid of that uneasy feeling. Well, he has that kind of characteristics. We can think like this and understand others, and we will not have uneasy feelings about it. Someone is making loud voice. Ah, well, he is loud. Well, he is speaking out loud. That's his character. Then we just speak softly. However, when we have uneasy feelings about that loud voice, then sometimes you will change into hatred or, you know, dislike feeling. So you have to get rid of that feeling and change it. No, senior pastor said those people who tried to criticize him or tried to destroy him, even though they looked lovely, and he wants them to be saved. You have to know these feelings are also the work of soul. In this Manmin church, there are so many people who learned the truth who've been in the church for long years. And the senior pastor remembers that past. He doesn't remember what kind of transgression they made. He remembered their faithfulness. And senior pastor gives intercessory prayer for those people. And from 2010 until today, we have seen it every day. No, in the last leadership conference, we were so touched. Why? We felt it. How he prays for us. He is waiting for us. We felt it. We know and we saw how he's been waiting for us to change. We also have to learn from it. We also have to learn the way of the Lord and the truth and the shepherd. We have to change ourselves instead of having feelings of dislike or hatred about others. He is speaking out loud. You know, he's that character. We have to understand others like this. So feelings are also the work of soul. So hatred, love, it's up to you. Long time ago, I saw a scene in a movie. A girl was very friendly with an elephant. The elephant used to wind its trunk on the girl's neck. One day, while this girl was sleeping, a poisonous snake came and wound up her neck. If she had known it was a poisonous snake, she would have felt so afraid. However, she was still closing her eyes and just thought it was the trunk of the elephant. So she was not afraid. She was not afraid at all. Rather, she felt it was friendly. The feelings differ according to the thoughts. In our daily lives, we can see these kind of things very often. When people cross a stream on a narrow log bridge that is about just a meter high, most of them, most people pass quite easily. But if the same log bridge is placed at about 10 meter high, people cannot pass due to fear. And they are afraid, except some, you know, some courageous people, you know, they tremble in fear and they cannot cross the bridge. It's the same bridge, only the difference is the height. Some people are scared of in the worms. They don't like it. However, there are people who live in mountains and they think those worms are a source of protein, and they eat it well. Likewise, even our feelings depend on our own thoughts. You know, well, in Amazon area, they, you know, give worms to their guests. It is the same in Eskimo. Well, to preach the gospel, missionaries should be able to drink in the blood, even though it is prohibited. You know, senior pastor mentioned about it, you know. He had to eat with his own finger. I think he was given a spoon and a fork. But, you know, there were many in the tribes who offer, you know, worms or blood. But to preach gospel, you know, missionaries should be able to accept it. So when you do something, change your thought into a thought of goodness. Well, in 1960s and 70s, people drank from the brook. However, some people didn't drink from the brook when they saw a snake inside the brook. You know, they had bad feelings about it. So even though they were able to drink it, after they saw the snake, you know, they couldn't drink it. You know, likewise, there are people who are against your characteristics or your etiquette. But when you have ill feelings about them, then you will have bad feelings about them. However, if you change that feelings into good feelings, then you will have, you know, good thoughts about them. You have to train yourself like this. Now, if there is some feelings that input wrong, then you have to find them. You have to find them and correct them. There is a middle school student. He was invited to a prayer house. He had a good time there. You know, there were so many good dishes and ribs and ice cream, and then he played a lot, and he was on TV, and I saw him. Now, you know, his mother had a great expectation about his, you know, son. Now he must have been changed. He would pray well now. He would attend service well and he would study better. However, his student played a lot more after visiting prayer house. So his mother worried about it. Now, this student changed. He played well. Now, what is planted in his heart? No, I saw him, then I felt it. This student enjoyed himself so well in the prayer house. Even though he didn't play with his smartphone, you know, he enjoyed himself when he played swimming or he played, you know, other games in prayer house. So I told him, I told her, his mother, you know, students want to play all the time. So give him time to play. Let him do what he wants to do. Since he likes to play sports, you know, do it together with him. One day, she came to me and said, you know, pastor, I played with him. You know, she's so faithful to, you know, her duty. Now, she played with his son, and this time, and she saw her son changed. Father got worked. He met his friend who's studying well. He liked his friend so well, but his friends always study. So his friend asked him to study all the time. So before I delivered this message, I asked him, do you study now? And he said, yeah, I go to study every day with him. Well, I don't like studying so far, but because of him, I study. Father God worked like this. In the space of the shepherd, he realized that it is so enjoyable to play in the space of the shepherd. And Father God worked on him so that he could find the joy of study through his friend. So don't be nervous. Don't worry. Wait for others. Believe in them.
There
was a deaconess who had quarrel all the time with her children. She does not agree with other people all the time. So through the prayer of the shepherd, she was healed. Now she was so happy after she was healed. I am in the space of the shepherd. It is by the grace of the shepherd. Now everything changed in her. When she realized that it is by the grace of the shepherd and she's in the space of the shepherd, whenever she comes home, she always, tries to understand, her children. Pastor, now it is so good to give and to serve others. Now, she used to quarrel with her daughter all the time. But she now, she's now so friendly. She's getting along well with her daughter. Now, after this mom changed, daughter also, praises her all the time. You cook well. I'm so happy because you are my mother. Before, they quarreled a lot. But now, she changed. You're welcome, my mom, all the time. And cook for me. This daughter didn't like her mom in the cooking, but now she's changed. In her heart, in the space of the shepherd, she was so thankful for the prayer of the shepherd. And she was able to humble herself and learn how to serve others. She changed like this, like her. Now, I don't like that. I don't have good feelings about it. Change that feeling. I have to understand others. I like to believe in them more. We have to change our like this. In order for us to think and feel in good way in everything, above all, we always have to see, hear, and input only good things. Of course, we cannot avoid every single contact with evil in this world. Especially these days, we can see through the mass media or internet, more evil things such as cruel and violent things, cheating, seeking others' own benefit, seeking their own benefit, cunningness, betrayal, and so on. For us to keep ourselves with the untruth, it is better not to see, hear, or input these things as much as possible. However, even if we have to face those things, we can input things in the truth and goodness at that moment. For example, when people see violent scenes in a movie, they might think, I want to rule over other people like that. Or, it looks great. But 15 years ago, main character were usually, people of goodness. And in the end, the ending was happy ending. But nowadays, they don't like it. Main character changed suddenly, and they revenge on others. And people like it. I once, you know, had a conversation with someone in the world. But don't you think main character should be a man of goodness? No, 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 no. That the movie is not interesting anymore. I want him to be more evil and take revenge on others. You know, that gives me more ecstasy. However, those who discern with truth will think violence makes others suffer so much. I will keep myself from giving a hard time to other people. For this, we should try to change the feelings of untruth into a truthful feeling instead of trying to get rid of it. First, we have to remember what we hear, and we have to try to correct wrong feelings and change it. Hatred, bad feelings. We should turn them into good feelings. As we learn the word of the truth, we change ourselves in the word of goodness, through the word of goodness, then we will receive strength from God, and we will be loved by Father God. Long time ago, I once saw a parent who was scolding her child, saying, "You will be scolded by the pastor." This way she made the pastor a fearful person. So as the child grew up, you know, she feared the pastor, and she tried to keep away from the pastor. But if you talk about the shepherd in a lovely way, even little children try to come close to the shepherd, and they receive his prayer very quietly. Children of Mamin, you know, senior pastors, you know, shake hands with those, you know, little children, right? Now, you know, they love it so much, and they have a longing heart to shake hands with senior pastor, and they are so happy when they shake hands with him. You know, I know that, you know, you don't teach your children, you know, got scared of the pastor or senior pastor, right? According to what was put into the children in the beginning, the response becomes very different like this. It is the same even after people become adults. According to the first feeling, the following things, you know, I mean, the fit feelings become different, you know, very much. Well, I still remember what I learned from senior pastor when we had the family service. After 4-day fasting, why do we have 3 daughters in this family? He said. And I was quiet. Because, you know, I gave birth to 3 daughters. You are so precious to me. Since you are 3, you have to take care of each other. You have to love each other, okay? Another day, during the family service, he mentioned about the cross. From 9 to 3 for 6 hours, he was crucified on the cross. He made it so real. Under the scorching sun, he was on the cross. The bugs, you know, crawled at him. And he explained it about, he explained in great detail about the whip. There is a hook at the end of the whip, and when it was snapped, it snatched the flesh of our Lord. And then he shed tears. And the look of cross was planted in our heart. When we pray for the Lord and the cross, that feeling that, you know, senior pastor mentioned during the family service is remembered in our heart. That's right. Our Lord took the cross like that. While, you know, thinking, while seeing that in Mamin Summer Bible School for Children in Mamin Magazine, I remembered what I had. You know, senior pastor, you know, taught us as if, you know, we saw it as if it were real right before our eyes. You know, there were so many students attending drinking one sweet water. You know, teachers, you know, show them plants which are grown up with the one sweet water and other in the normal water. And those plants watered with one sweet water grew better. It was much bigger.
또한 아이들이 직접 단물과 쌈물을 마시며 비교해
And the, the, you know, children drank, you know, seawater, one sweet water, normal water. And they realized the power of the shepherd was so great. You know, you can see them, you know, they will have great feelings in their hearts. The feelings would be planted. You know, during the senior pastor's God biography, they saw senior pastor was healed after he was in the sick bed for 7 years. And they saw it in animation. Children, you know, saw senior pastor was so sick in animation. And he said, and he remembers it right now. He said, I'm so sad, you know, to see him so sick like that. He, you know, they attended one's Sweetwater Aquarium, and you know, through the Glory of God program, you know, they realized many things. In what happened in 2008 Pakistan Crusade, it was in the rerun, and when they learned it, you know, when they sang praises, the gate opened, and as they went through it, they remembered what kind of and how great the power of God was back then. Those little children learned what is the faith, what is the feeling of the power of God. It was a great time. And there was the Feast of Lights. You know, it was not as great as the Feast of Light in Gethsemane Prayer House. You know, those students were invited to Prayer House, right? And as they attended this, you know, Feast of Light in the church, you know, they felt the love of the shepherd once again. You know, it was supported by GCN and the Women's Mission, and there were so many LED lights, and dragonflies, LED light, and those students took pictures of the lights, and they took the aurora pictures from that in the Feast of Light. You know, as they saw it, heard it, felt it, they came to have more longing heart for the Feast of Light in the Prayer House. You know, as you can see, you know, they took those aurora light pictures.
You know, mothers,
fathers, you have to teach your children to have good feelings and have actual feelings about the love of Father God. You know, children come to service along with parents. No, my children, you know, used to pray well, but as they go to Sunday, I mean, as they go to middle school and high school, they don't pray well now. You know, why? Because they learned that, you know, they could, you know, play the smartphone games or they could go somewhere else. What's the difference? It depends on how much they engrave the importance of the service in their hearts. We, the Pastor Su-jin Lee, Pastor Mi-kyung Lee, and I, planted the love of Father God in our hearts during the service all the time. Wherever we are, Father God is watching over us, even though we are alone. We felt it when we were students. You have to teach your students like that, and you have to let your children feel it in their lives.
우리의 느낌 하나하나를 보면 어떤 일을 하면서 적극적으로 나서는 사람이 있을 때 그것을 본 어떤 사람이 비질리의 혼의 작용을 하면 비질리의 혼의 작용을 하면 저
사람은 there is the,
잘난 체한데 하면서 감정이 생기게 됩니다.
When we have uneasy feelings about those who show the actions of untruth, then whenever we face them, we think of bad, those in the bad feelings. On the contrary, if this person operates his soul in a truthful way, saying he's very enthusiastic in God's works, then he would have a lovely feeling about that person. So therefore, your action can be different depending on how you see and how you feel. Once a certain feeling is put into one's mind, it's not easy to remove that feeling later on. Therefore, it's very important to receive everything with goodness and feel only with the truth from the first place. Well, in most cases, those with bad feelings and evil feelings, you know, they think like, you know, You know,
아, 저, 좋은 부모님을 만나, 아, 좋은 생각을
you know,
가졌으니까 그렇지.
Many, some people say,
그분들도,
no, they grew up from the bad and the good parents, and they have learned in a good environment.
한
when they see some people of spirit. But they have to train themselves to change themselves. Why? Because those people of spirit train themselves like that.
But
many people don't try to change their feelings. And they got jealous of those people of spirit. And they think that they had in a good, they were grown up in a good environment. They see some people are very diligent. And they say, why are they showing off all the time like that? And you have to ask yourself whether it is goodness or not. And you have to change the feeling. And what is the good feeling? Whether you think they are showing off themselves or they are very diligent. What kind of feeling you are going to have in your heart is up to you. So, when you have bad feelings, you will keep having those bad feelings about that person. Once it is planted and it's not easy to get rid of it. Why do you have to input hatred in your heart? Why do you have to hate that person all the time?
So,
after I heard this message, I tried to find good things about people. Why? Because I have to go to New Jerusalem. You know, when some students, speak bad things, then, I bought them, some snack and try to come close to them and try to find good things about those friends. You have to stop having bad feelings. You have to stop it. That person has these good points. You always have to train yourself to have good feelings about everything. He is very enthusiastic at Father God's work. He is very diligent. What do you have to do about the feelings that you have already put into your mind in untruth? About this, you should not try to remove or just avoid thinking about it, but change it into feeling of truth. Because if you try to stop thinking, then those thoughts will come out more. For example, those who heard the scary stories about demons or Dracula at young age have scary feelings about them. Especially if they stay alone in a dark place after they watch a horror movie, they shudder or feel horrified. They might even get so surprised by a small thing. They try to deny the fact that they feel scared and forget about it. But the more they try to forget, the more they are scared. Well, before a senior pastor accepted the Lord, he got scared of them. Senior pastor's father told him about stories of demons. Demons in the restroom, demons in the river, ghosts about river, dragging people from back, those ghosts and demons. And he got scared. He tried not to think about it, but he got more scared. However, since he came into faith, clearly knew about the world of evil spirits and lived in the light, he could change these feelings. Instead of trying to forget them, he realized that they are not scary anymore. Demons are the lowest entities in evil realm. So they are nothing. That's what senior pastor thought. After I became a pastor, at the age of 26, I became a parish pastor. And I saw so many people demon-possessed. However, when I commanded in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demons left. And when I mentioned the name of the shepherd, the demons got scared. They know who I am. When I mentioned the name of the shepherd, the demons got scared and trembled. It was so surprising. Demons are lowest entity in the evil realm. And they are not scary. They are nothing. That's what I learned.
당회장님께서는 주 안에 들어와서는 그런 느낌을
In the Lord, Senior Pastor changed those feelings. Now he rather says, you know, I'd like to meet them. He would like to have a sleep in a place where you know, ghosts appear. There is no demons that cannot be cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. So once you have a feeling that Father God is with you all the time, you cannot be scared of anything. Well, you can change the feeling of the heights. No? Those with the fear of height feel dizzy. And they got scared in, when they are in high place. You know, they feel like they will fall off when they ride a cable car. But it's all usually feelings. Do you think that high place can collapse all the time? Well, senior pastor used to have that kind of scary feeling when he was in a theme park. But after he accepted God, it was all gone. When he was a novice Christian, he tried to change the feeling. You know, this ride is for fun. Why do I have to be scared? It got broke. Well, it has never been broke. Why does it have to be broken when I got when I ride? Father God protects me all the time. If I mean, if it is broken, then I will go to heaven early. Whether it is this way or that way, it is good. So I will enjoy it. Once have a feeling like that, and everything was so fun. I used to have the serious car seat. I used to sleep all the time. Now, after I got a prayer of senior pastor, I got on a Cessna plane. It was so fun. But I saw people who got airsick, airplane sick. Seriously. Even car sick or plane sick is just a feeling. After I realized it, I didn't have car sick anymore. When it is in trembling or when there is a turbulence, I mean, senior pastor once said, you know, you cradle your baby, right? Now, it is for fun for their baby, right? So change your feeling. So instead of trying to stop, you know, feeling of hatred, try to change the feeling how lovely they are. People of spirit confess like this. When some people do evil to them, they used to have evil, bad feelings about them. But they thought of how precious they are to Father God and to the shepherd. And they change the feeling and they look so lovely. So you have to check yourself how much you try to change their feelings. You don't need to worry about tomorrow, but there are people who worry about tomorrow. Even if you worry, those things will not turn into good things. But once it is over, then you will say, you worried about nothing. Evil spirits are scared of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So people with faith commands in the name of Jesus Christ and they are cast out. So once we accept the Lord and live in the light, the Almighty God protects us. So the evil spirit cannot touch us. Due to the spiritual light, they are trembling in fear. So once we know their identity, then they are not fearsome anymore. Pastor Ishin Lee visited hell. Hell is the place for evil spirits. She went there and she saw everything courageously. Now, we are in the space of the shepherd, and God is our Father. The Lord took the cross from me. If you have that kind of faith, you should be thankful, and you have to change your feeling. When we went on a pilgrimage trip before, there were some female members who were embarrassed when they saw statues in Europe because they were naked. No, they had bad feelings. But if they understood the local culture and changed their feelings, they would not be anything to be embarrassed. The senior pastor mentioned it during the service. You would not look adulterous or bad, but they could just see them as a piece of art. So after the spirit and soul body lesson, when they went to pilgrimage trip, they were not embarrassed anymore. When we always think in goodness and accept things with good feelings, and when we change our untruthful feelings into truthful feelings, we can have only truthful operations of soul. Now, to have only truthful operations of soul, thirdly, we shouldn't accept things from our own point of view, but from that of the other person. If you accept things and situations with your own standpoint, experience, and the way of thinking, there will be many untruthful operations of soul arising. You will probably add to or deduct from others' words according to your own thoughts, or you will judge, condemn, or misunderstand that bad feelings will rise. If a person says, "I've been to Mount Kumgang, the scenes were so beautiful that I shed my tears. The mountain was so beautiful." When people hear this, they will be reminded of their own experiences on mountains immediately. These mountains that they went on, they will be reminded of their own experience to a mountain. Or even if they haven't been to Mountain Kumgang, the things about Mountain Kumgang that they saw on TV or pictures will come into their mind. Then some say, "So beautiful that he shed his tears, huh?" But some people say, "He is exaggerating." These people will say so because they've never been touched or moved by such beautiful natural sceneries. They've never been touched by those nature, by the nature. So they say, "He is exaggerating." Well, through the experience that you got, you judge others. Or in some other cases, let us suppose a person with a severe burn complains about his pain. And those who haven't experienced the same pain will say, "He's making a fuss." If you accept other people's words based on your own standpoint or experience, you will have untruthful operations of soul, a work of soul that belongs to untruth. Even though you cannot fully agree, if you try to understand from the other person's point of view, you can understand and believe him saying, "It's not so beautiful when I went to the mountain, but it seems it was very beautiful to him." Also, you wouldn't think that person is making a fuss, but try to understand his pain. Senior pastor was in a sickbed for 7 years, so he knows how painful. So it doesn't say someone is making a fuss. During the revival meeting, he prayed for hundreds or thousands of people. He prayed every one of them. In my parish, I visited a member, and he saw senior pastor praying on TV, and he saw him praying so desperately. So he decided to come to Manmin Church. Now he has become a member of Manmin Church. Senior pastor was sick. He was poor. So he can understand those people who are sick or who are poor. And when he prays like that, so many people open their hearts. Many people understand others through their experiences. But there are many more things that we haven't experienced. So you should realize this. And you should stop judging others based on your standpoint or experience. You should change it. And you have to understand others from their point of view. I was like that. You know, I was not evil, but I tried to understand others from my own standpoint. I've been parish pastor for 13 years. The great parish pastor delivered messages 4 times a year. When I was just a parish pastor, I wished to deliver a message. I was like that. But then when I became a great parish pastor, now I wanted to give chance to other parish pastors. You know, pastors become nervous when they are in that position to deliver a message, right? But, you know, I was so happy to prepare for services or the messages. You know, I would like to share many things. So in general service, I like to deliver a message. So I thought, you know, other pastors are the same. So why don't you deliver a message this time? And, you know, because I wanted to listen to their testimonies and their service, their messages. But I thought something is not right. Then I thought to myself, you know, in my experience, you know, from my experience, I started, you know, I was thinking and I was understanding others from my own standard point. So I asked those pastors, pastors, don't you want to deliver a message? And they said, no, I don't want to. You know, do you want me to deliver messages all the time? Yes, please. Well, not all of them said so, but, you know, they love to listen to senior pastors' messages and, you know, they like to learn the truth. But, you know, they are not like me. I'm not saying they are wrong, but, you know, as I prepared this message, I could remember that, you know, I used to understand others from my own standpoint. There are so many people with different characteristics who grew up in different environments. So it is wrong to understand others or judge others from my standpoint. And you have to train yourself to understand others from their standpoint of view. Aha, they had that kind of experience. That's why they think like that. That's why they are so sick like this. You have to understand others like this. When you do like this, when they criticize you, or when they make you fuss, you can understand them. And you believe and you pray for them to be healed. When I long for Holy Spirit, I realize that the people of Holy Spirit are all doing like this. You know, I didn't have hatred, but what kind of heart did I have? I look back on myself. Well, I used to help others. However, the heart of all people of Holy Spirit understand others, why they are sick, how much they are pain, how much they are sick, how to help them. You know, it took years to find answers to them. I couldn't understand the heart of Father God. Gradually, I was able to understand the heart of people of Holy Spirit. Aha, this is how senior pastor has lived his life, how the people of Holy Spirit lived their lives like this. You know, think of mother. She prepares dishes for her husband and for her children. For everybody. My mother is like that. Even though there are not many dishes, she has prepared the dishes for children all the time. Well, that's the dish that senior Pastor Susan Lee likes, or Pastor Ming-Yong Lee likes, and this is the dish that I like. She always looks at us. Okay. The first one, second one, third one, she likes that one. Oh, she doesn't like it. How to help, how to consider others, how to make, you know, others feel good. You know, you have to train to do like this. In order to do like this, you have to look at others. You have to observe others. You have to train yourself like this. And you have to train yourself to understand others from their standpoint of view. When you learn driving for the first time, you know, there are so many things to do. You know, turning on, change gears, or turning on the signal, and changing the steering wheel. You know, there are so many people who don't, you know, turn. However, once you get used to it, then you actually do it without thinking of them. You should be able to do like this when you understand others. Our senior pastor is doing like this. You know, he always understands others from their standpoint of view.
믿어주고 바라봐주고 그럴 만한
you have to
이유가 있을 거야라고 생각해 주는 것입니다.
You have to wait for them.
가정에서도 마찬가지입니다.
You should be the same in your family. Let's say a husband who came late from the work didn't answer to his wife's question carefully, but brusquely. And if you think from the wife's viewpoint, she could be disappointed. How can you do to me like this? But if she can think from her husband's standpoint, she'll be able to understand him saying, he is too tired. He had a bad day. Then she'll try to help and encourage her husband instead. The same with her husband. If though he had a hard time during the day, if he thinks about the wife who has been waiting for him until late, he wouldn't disappoint his wife. If just one of them has truthful operation of soul thinking from the other person's point of view, their peace will not break. Well, it is the same when we look at the mistakes of other people. You wouldn't judge or disregard that person, say, you know, why does he do that? You should understand and say, there must be a reason. We are not perfect yet. If you can understand another person like this, you'll be able to forgive and have mercy even when you have to face others' mistakes. If you just understand the other person's situation and embraces him, you'll be in peace with everybody. You wouldn't have to hate or have anything that is not comfortable. Well, when I look at the people of Holy Spirit, how can they take care of their job? They look so tired. However, as I look at them when they pray, I'm so curious about them, they shed tears. I look at Pastor Sujin Lee, he's shedding tears. Why do you cry? And she says, I was so sad about a person that I pray for. But when I ask her why she's crying, she always answers. Then I think of people of Holy Spirit. Ah, they were like this. When I prayed, I thought about I was sad. But people of Holy Spirit think how people feel sad when they pray for them. So husband and wife, when they think about each other, understand each other, then they will be in good peace.
남편 역시 밖에서 아무리 힘든 일이 있다 해도 늦게까지 기다리는 아내를 생각하면 아내를 서운하게 하지 않을 것입니다. 두 사람 모두 그 중에 한 사람이라도 그렇게 따뜻하게 말하면 고마워요라고 말하면
so,
상대도 감동이 될 것이고
if,
같이 그렇게 both, 표현할 것입니다.
Both of them can speak like this in harmony, in peace, then they will be in good terms with each other.
서로 섬기고 서로가 줄 수 있는 마음 이런 부부가 된다면 그 가정은 천국입니다.
The family will be like heaven.
서로 서로에게 맞춰주니 다툼이 없고 화평이 깨어질 리도 없고
And the peace will not be broken.
And
they will live for each other's sanctification.
그러나 한쪽만 그럴 때는 천국이라 할 수가 없고 양쪽이 다 그런 마음이
But both of them should be like this.
그런 가정에서
And children in their family will never go astray.
자녀들이 빗나가고
When children go astray, then the responsibility is in their parents. If parents do not quarrel, but if they live in peace, their children do not go astray. They resemble their parents and grow up well in goodness. Since the parents love God, their children also love God. Since parents pray, their children also pray. Senior pastor, always says thank you to my mother. Thank you for leading Daniel prayer meeting all the time. And she says, well, thank you for delivering messages for souls. I can do that because thanks to you. I saw them, talking like that all the time. And why I feel, I'm so happy to be in that family. I hope you can have this kind of family as you understand each other in your family.
상대를 이해할 수 있으면 허물을 보아도
If you can understand others, you can forgive him. You can have mercy on
him.
If you embrace him, you can pursue peace with everybody. So you will not have any hatred feeling. If you apply it to your life, then you will resemble the goodness of Father God. And this teaching is not difficult anymore.
아버지 하나님이 께서 우리를 얼마나 용서해 주었고
Senior Pastor taught us how much Father God, you know, has forgiven us, had mercy for us, and how He endures and the patient for us. We now understand it. We now understand it because we witnessed the life of the shepherd. When He is taking care of 99% of justice for us, He always thought of souls. You know, every day is not easy for him. He doesn't sleep well. He has to scratch himself on his face. Countless days, he has lived his life like that. You know, he has repeated it for many years. However, his confession is like this. It's not difficult. This time will help you stand on the rock and come into spirit and whole spirit. Now, we should not judge or condemn others from our own self-righteousness and frameworks. We should be able to understand others from their standpoint. Forgive them, believe them, wait for them, endure them. Just like Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd, and the forefathers of faith, we have to understand them from their point of view, pray for them, and shed tears for them. When there was an incident in 1998 and 1999, Senior Pastor never tried to share that burden with his family. Even though his family wanted to share that burden, he didn't ask for help. He didn't want to share that burden with his family because he wanted to take care of that burden on his own. You know, sometimes when we have, you know, difficult things, you know, we would like to share it with others. I once talked to Mrs. Bonlin Lee that when Senior Pastor says something, we have to listen to him carefully. But Senior Pastor always says, you know, I should never share this burden with my family because I don't want them to suffer. Deacon Stephen was like this. Stephen pointed out the evil heart of Jews who were standing against God. They were offended by this, so they stoned Stephen to death. At this time, in Acts 7 verse 60, Stephen said, Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. Without sin, he was stoned to death. He didn't hate those people who stoned him to death. Rather, he gave intercessory prayer for those. How lovely heart it is. We have to resemble this goodness. Since he had this kind of goodness, Father God gave him power. Father God searches this kind of people of goodness and gives power. Since such people resemble Father God and the Lord, they are invited to New Jerusalem, and the best place in New Jerusalem. And we learned it. Of course, understand the other person is not just keep on covering their faults unconditionally or to tell a lie by saying that they are good while they are actually evil. We should be able to distinguish between the good and evil with the word of God. Or we could also let others realize their evilness and advise them. However, we shouldn't hate or look down upon the other person because of that evil. Even when we advise them, we should do it with our own love, hoping that he might repent and his souls will be well off. We have to reprove them according to the truth. We should be reproved them because we love him. But we have to wait if he is not ready. until he opens his heart, until his wound is healed. We have to wait. Let's say, if someone is hurt because of, if someone can be hurt because of what we speak to him, we should be able to wait. When we raise our children like that, our children will never go astray. Since Deacon Stephan had this kind of heart of love, he could pray, intercessory pray for those who were stoning him to death. Let me conclude this message. I just talked about the works of soul that belongs to truth. I hope that your life can be prosperous all the time with this work of soul that belongs to truth. You should receive blessing in your business. But because of the works of soul that belongs to untruth, you seek for your own benefit. When you do evil, when you do untruth, Father God, you know, forsakes you. So the result of your business will be bad. Even if you see some loss, though, if you follow the truth and do the work of soul that belongs to the truth, then Father God works for you, and the result will be prosperity. So please, make the work of soul that belongs to untruth, belongs to truth. Sorry. When we try to have the truthful operations of soul, sometimes we can do it, sometimes we cannot. Therefore, we should pray fervently and receive God's strength while we are trying the best. We must keep on trying to change our operations of soul into truth, always checking our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. We have to stop doing the actions of untruth. We have to understand others. If we once go into spirit, we can control our thought or feeling easily. Because the spirit is the master who controls the soul and body, you can control anything you as you make up your mind. If you don't want to think of something, you can stop it. You can even avoid certain smell, sound, or pain as you decide. As you are in the third level of faith, you will have to train yourself to change those feelings. But once you come into spirit, you can control such feelings as you made up your as you make up your mind. When senior pastor was a student, he was so sensitive that he couldn't concentrate on his studies only if there was a sound of hands of clock. But now, even though there is a loud voice, he doesn't hear it, only if he just decides not to hear it. It's the same with smell. Even if there is bad odor in the bathroom, he can just not smell it. Even when someone pinches on him or hits him, he doesn't feel any pain only if he controls his thoughts. How comfortable and happy you would be if you could do that. You can do that better once you come into Holy Spirit. You can stop your thinking, feeling, and you can stop the sense of smelling. Due to the work of soul that belongs to untruth, when things are not in agreement with your thought, you feel uneasy. However, once you control that feeling with the truth and spirit, then you will rejoice all the time and you will be filled with thanks all the time. Even though people try to criticize you, you rather understand them and wait for them. Romans 8:6 says, "For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace." Your life will be peace and life. If you keep on praying and trying to have works of soul that belongs to truth, you will finally change and be able to have only the thoughts of truth and of spirit with which God is pleased. I hope that you can realize and find out what kind of operations of soul you have through this message. May you get rid of all the thoughts and work of soul that belongs to untruth, and have only thoughts in the truth that Father God is pleased with. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together.
사랑의 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 진리의 속한 혼의 작용에 대한 말씀을 함께 나누었습니다. 66권의 말씀 진리만이 기준이 되어 생각해야 된다 하였고 느낌을 진리로 바꿔야 한다 하였으며 상대의 입장 마음이 되어줘야 한다 하였습니다. 오늘 말씀 하나하나 당회장께서 이렇게 자세히 어떻게 느낌과 생각을 바꿀 수 있는지 말씀해 주셨는데 이 말씀 하나하나를 내 삶에 대입해보고 궁구해보고 또 행하고 또 마음에 새겨 갔던 느낌들 생각들을 진리로 바꿔 나아가며 상대의 마음이 되고 입장이 되고 상대의 눈에 마음을 맞춰줄 수 있는 복된 삶이 되어줄 수 있도록 주신 말씀들을 불같이 기도하며 행할 수 있는 복된 성도님들이 되게 축복하여 주옵소서. 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여
Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellite, on the internet, and on GCN, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them the faith to believe. Drive away all negative thoughts and doubts. Drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains. Go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leave. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating in spirits. All forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them. Let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, workplace, business, and family. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things. Let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.